Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, we're here. It is 8 past the hour at 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830 WCCO. On until 3, Jason follows us. Twins, oh man, what's beyond melting? Unraveling? Is that in the pecking order of problems? Would you rather be melting down, Dave Harrigan, or would you rather be unraveling?
I'd rather be unraveling, because at least at that point, if you're unraveling, you're still raveled some extent.
When are you raveling? Like, if things are good, you're raveling.
Yes.
I mean, when are you raveling?
You're reveling in the raveling.
No, you're reveling in the... At any point in your life, have you raveled? You know?
I think I've raveled.
You know, I went to Duluth. I had fun at Northland. Apparently, I raveled.
Yes, you raveled.
At times on the golf course, I unraveled enough that we weren't in the hunt.
And you could say, instead of melting, you were soliding.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. What? How's life? Soliding.
Yeah.
Excuse me? Well, instead of melting down, I'm soliding.
You're melting down, I'm soliding up.
We'll get to the Twins with our guy Chip Scoggins. We're going to start purple. Most Mondays after a Vikings game, we'll start with the most discussed business in this state, and nothing is closed.
Yeah, MSP Airport.
MSP. Well, you know what that is? Solid.
They're solid.
It's raveling.
Straight up.
Yeah. They're the greatest airport ever, but we're about to spend $2 billion improving it.
Hey, we don't rest. Don't rest on the laurels.
We don't rest on the laurels. And where exactly are my laurels?
They're around.
Are they in my butt?
When you're resting, that's when you find them.
Did we decide you can't rest on your butt, that phrase doesn't work as well, so we decided to go with laurels?
Laurels is a good one.
And who is the modern-day Laurel and Hardy? Do we have a modern-day Laurel and Hardy? Because I'll give you another one as we hit a bunch of hot button issues. If Mustache was still here, he'd hate it. I saw 50 years ago yesterday was the Snake River attempt by Evil Knievel. And Premature pulled the chute, did Evil. I'm trying to, for some reason, I'm thinking I was at Met Center on a big screen watching that.
That's amazing.
Or was it live on Wide World of Sports? Because I know I went to a couple fights with my father and watched. We went to Met Center on a giant screen where the picture was horrible. And we watched Ollie fight somebody.
Closed circuit TV. Man. You're old.
Well, that's true. That's a given. I'm Methuselah. But what else? I mean, we're just going random all over the place to start, which I like, but other people like. Come on. Fine. Hot topic. Hit it right away. We'll get it with the Vikings and Giants in a second. What are other prime contenders where it's 20 years from now, technology-wise? Somebody says, hey, I used to do this, and the Dave Harrigan in the conversation is going to say, you're old. AM radio might be one of them, brother.
Might be one of them. Certainly how we listen to music.
FM radio might be one of them, too. That's the other hot take. There are three very smart, recognizable radio people who I rely on quite a bit who are convinced that FM radio won't be here in 10, 15 years either. That AM radio, yeah, big trouble. But nobody talks about how FM radio is going to be different. Hauser checking in. Let's see. Is he running?
Has to be.
He also was at his high school reunion. I swear to God, he has a high school reunion every other day.
They're very close class.
I mean,
they
honestly.
They like to get together.
And it was his 75th high school reunion. Oh,
congratulations.
Congrats.
Congrats.
Hauser confirming. He also was at Met Center for the Evil Knievel thing.
Wow.
Yes. Think about that. We all paid a certain amount. Well, no, my father probably didn't pay.
No.
He probably didn't pay. A bit frugal. And we went there, and we waited and waited and waited for a rocket to go straight up in the air, and it was going to softly land on the other side of the Snake River. And instead, evil, premature.
You can say it. Evacuation?
Yeah. Premature evacuation. I was going to try to work the parachute in as opposed to ejaculation, but I guess evacuation's better. And then it's drifting. I still remember watching going, he's about to die right there on the Snake River. And then it came back on the other side, and he was there. And I always was Frank Gifford, too, with Evel Knievel. For some reason, it was Frank Gifford. Because he was the motorcycle over stuff, Wembley Stadium. Okay, do we have a modern-day Evel Knievel?
Or is what happened to Robbie? Because he was doing it for a while.
Yeah, Robbie for a while, yeah.
I think he's given it up. I haven't heard a lot from them.
Yeah, these kids who followed their fathers into business.
You got the people? One guy, the tightrope walker, Walenda.
The Walendas. Well, the Walendas is a family.
Yes. But there's the one, the kid, Nick, I think is his name.
Yeah.
He's done, you know, the walkover, the falls, and, you
Didn't
know.
He do Grand Canyon, too?
Yeah, he may have done Grand Canyon. Niagara Falls, I remember that one.
Well, the one I've said a lot on that over the years is... Because it goes back to Carl Walenda. It was the first Walenda.
Yep.
Decades and decades and decades.
The flying Walendas.
What if you're the Walenda who doesn't have good balance and you're born in this family and you're like, listen, this isn't for me.
You're up there.
This is not for me. And like, too bad.
You're a Walenda.
You're a Walenda. And you're like.
Grab your giant pole and get on.
Yeah. And you're like, no, let me play ping pong. Let me juggle. I mean, I don't want to. I'm not good on a rope.
I mean, it's a tight rope.
Yeah.
It's not a loose rope.
Other family businesses you don't want to go into. How about you're like at a fair and they shoot you out of the cannon?
Yeah, the cannon, human cannonball guy?
Yeah.
Not for me.
Yeah, Captain Dynamite's kid. I mean, you don't want to be that person either.
It had to be tough to be Robbie Knievel. How are you going to outdo your dad?
Don't pull the parachute as quick as possible. Snake River, maybe.
I guess. I mean, Evil's kind of a big deal.
Also a great name. Yeah, Harrigan points out Super Dave Osborne. Yes, it was Super Dave, who I miss so much. Bob Einstein. Mm. I don't know if there have been 10 funnier people on planet Earth than Bob Einstein. And you add Larry, who might be the funniest ever, and you have them together, that's comedy gold. How many different topics have we touched on here in the first segment?
12.
Yeah. A lot.
Can you get in a baker's dozen? We can find another topic.
Baker Mayfield. You want to go there?
Yeah. Heck of a baker.
Yeah.
Great bakers.
Great bakers. Who are the great bakers? 651-461-9226.
Betty Crocker. Great baker.
Betty Crocker. That's not a real name, is it?
I'm going with it.
It couldn't have been a real name.
No, it was a fictional character.
And if you could have any bakery item right now, what would you like?
Big, thick slice of chocolate fudge cake.
Oh, that sounds good. You know what we got? We got Susie. We got Susie, and we got handouts.
She can turn down your advances to go getting a chocolate
cake. Well, she broke down the Viking score, you know, and went like 3 minutes long in the news because by now at 12:07, nobody knew the Viking score. Of course, I let her know. So I think we've covered enough topics. You can chime in on any of these topics if you'd like. 651-461-9226. Somebody named Stumpy Scumbag is sending me a text here. Hold on. Jim the Velvet Hammer Baker. Yes. Yes. That's a great nickname.
Yes, it is.
Jim Baker. That was my fantasy football nickname. The Velvet Hammer.
I like
the Velvet Hammer. We don't really have any more Velvet Hammers, do we? We just bludgeon.
Yeah.
You know, we just bludgeon. You're the worst. Die.
A hammer with a soft touch. We need a little more of that.
Yeah. How many hammers do you have at your house? 651-461-9226. Do you think I have a hammer at the house? What's your guess?
I've heard you don't.
Yeah. Okay. I walked into that one really poorly, didn't I? Very good. Very good. I have multiple hammers, and trust me, they're very big. Hit the button.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Theme today, sir? I'm liking this.
You know the song, Fits in the Tantrums, bringing you hand clap. Think for just a little bit.
The hand clap. Well, first of all, I like these guys. I think they're very...
It's reacting to one of my favorite sound bites on the weekend.
My performance in bed Saturday night?
Definitely not.
Oh.
Small walks of life have had enough of the Democrats' decline,
yes.
And we are ready, we are willing, and we are able to spark a new era of American exceptionalism. You can clap for that.
We're going to give Kim Guilfoyle the clap she wants today. All songs featuring clapping.
What is happening, Kimberly? How is it possible that you're married to Gavin Newsom? And then you're basically married to Donald Trump Jr.
It's unbelievable.
Flexibility.
Yeah.
What am I looking for?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for people who will side with different parties. I guess I'm looking for Kimberly Guilfoyle. Yesterday's dominant victory by the Purple, 28-6. More about the Vikings, Dave Harrigan, or more about the putrid, and we don't use the word putrid enough, New York football Giants. And again, always a combo. We know it's always a combo. TexterStylesFinancial.com. Talk and text line 651-461-9226. 28-6. Didn't exactly start out right with Ed Ingram basically saying to Dexter Lawrence, I can't block you. Why don't you smash Sam Darnold?
It's fine. Welcome to the team.
A little
hazing for Sam. It's fine.
And then this club that turned the ball over on five opening drives last year, the most reliable guy on the team, seemingly. Little used, but when he does whatever he does, you count on C.J. Ham. Saw the fumble and you thought, uh-oh. And they were a machine after that. So was it about the Vikings' performance or the fact, I think we have a commercial that offers this phrase, failure to thrive. Failure to thrive. The Giants could have used some ED medicine all game long. They were awful. Dave, which one was more prominent? Vikings success, Giants ineptitude.
The Giants were not very raveled all day long.
Never.
We can certainly say that.
They never raveled.
That performance yesterday led me to one hot take opinion. KOC's got to go.
Wow. He's at his peak, so you're going to let him go?
What are the numbers 24 of 35, 301 yards, and two touchdowns mean to you?
Well, that certainly wasn't Kirk Cousins.
No.
Was not Kirk Cousins.
That was what the Vikings gave up on January 15th, 2023, yes, to Daniel Jones in the wild card round at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Are we sure that really happened?
That really happened to that guy.
That guy.
Who couldn't hit a wide open receiver if he was standing 3 feet in front of him yesterday.
Did you see the footage of him walking out of the building to his car?
Did he miss the exit?
That's fair. The fans are like, I don't know. It looks like they're about 30 feet away. They're bludgeoning him.
Oh,
just. So not only do you play terrible, and that is on O'Connell. That's also a lot on Ed Donatell.
It certainly is.
Eddie Donatell. Oh, we miss you.
I mean, gave up 31 to a Daniel Jones quarterback.
Brian Flores is good. He might even be very good. He's amazing compared to Ed Donatell. Right? It's not how good you are. It's who you're compared to sometimes. So Daniel Jones is walking out. Danny, I need some millions. You suck. You suck. I mean, they're just screaming at the guy after he's been booed.
Oh, the Vikings got him paid.
4 years, $160 million. Maybe it was great rope-a-dope. Maybe KOC said to his fellow NFL coaches, I'm going to take the L. So the Giants, invest so much money in this guy that they'll have to be stuck with him for 3 years and we'll all benefit. KOC was selfless, and you didn't even realize it.
You know what? Now that you bring that up, I think that's probably right. KOC plays the long game. He probably had a note from Goodell's office. Hey, you're going to open up against the Giants in 2 seasons.
Yeah. Can I just also add that we've got CNN, Fox, we got Channel 4 on just for the news, and then we got ESPN, and they got the McAfee show on right now. And Belichick, I mean, is Belichick a regular on our show? He's a regular on like 9 shows. Let's legitimately try to get Belichick on. I don't know. Is his number in the book? I don't know.
No, his computer just froze up there on McAfee.
So
doing the Zoom.
It just came back. It honestly looks like he's in an elementary school, like the counselor's room. And he's got the sweatshirt on. He's got the camera tilted up. We just were talking about this with Adam before. Bad camera angle. And it's shooting straight up into a fluorescent light.
Yes.
They all were so afraid of Belichick, guaranteed, that nobody was willing to stay on the feet. Bill, could you just turn it like 2 feet to the right or left so we don't have the fluorescent light? No. Because you know Bill came on there gruff. There wasn't, hey, Dave, how you doing?
Well, let's do this.
Yeah, let's do this.
He's already in 5 minutes had more words on that show than A.J. Hawk has in 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. A.J.'s just nodding. We were contending that A.J.'s not there. They just have footage of him nodding. It was more about the Vikings. The Giants, I'm not convinced. If I had to go the percentage game, I'd probably say 65% Vikings, 35% Giants. Giants looked like the worst team in football yesterday. Belichick is already in Brian Daboll's office and saying, I want to make this a lot bigger because...
Might be where he is right now, actually.
He might be in Daboll's office, that's true, right now. Because Belichick is not done. He's going to be coaching next year. I don't even think he cares if it's a terrible team. But for this one, this is big. I mean, he thinks so highly of the Giants. That's where he started. Right now, the odds are overwhelming that Bill Belichick will be the coach of the Giants at some point. And I'm not sure this year is out of the mix. I'm not kidding. But the Vikings were impressive. Let's start with the quarterback. The quarterback started 12 of 12.
It's good.
And the highlight was the 99-yard drive where it looked like the one guy who first touched the ball on the punt had a foot in the end zone. That's just me. But they went 99 yards. The key play was the 44-yard sideline deep throw to... Do we have to call them Jets now? We can't call...
Yes.
We have two JJs. We can't go JJ original.
Mm-mm. Jets.
Okay. Jets.
Get on board.
We threw it to Jets. They go for it. I know this is a good strategy. Let's leave Justin Jefferson one-on-one. That seems savvy. 7-7 on that drive. He made good throws. We didn't really see him mobile because he's a decent runner. You know, better than Kirk. I'm about as mobile as Kirk, so that doesn't say much. So Darnold was impressive. How about the speed out of the running backs? Now, I think it was ridiculous, honestly ridiculous, that KOC is playing Aaron Jones, who's had plenty of injuries in his career, late to try to get him 100 yards. Knock it off. Who cares? 100 yards means very little anymore. Shouldn't have been playing him. But Alexander Mattison, former regular on this show, showed up, I don't know, half the time. But when he was on, he was very good. He's a backup. And he's a power guy. You have Jones and you have Chandler. You have some serious speed. And Jones is certainly the much, much more accomplished running back. Now we got to see if he stays with that all year. Because yesterday, if you count the kneel down, they had 25 runs and 25 passes. Normally with KOC, it's 3 runs and 48 passes. Okay, so let's see if he shows a little bit more balance. Get back to me on that balance when they play the 49ers.
Yeah, when you're behind Sunday. In a game, obviously things are going to be a little different.
Yeah. Defense, they lose Danielle Hunter, who was a, when healthy, was a tremendous Viking. But through free agent signings and a draft pick, you add Grenard, Van Ginkel, and Dallas Turner. Grenard, you noticed him all the time. Van Ginkel was fabulous, including cornerbacks can't catch the ball. He makes just a great catch on a horrible Danny Dimes interception. Dimes. He should be Danny Pennies. Okay? And Dallas Turner on a sack. It's hard to quantify potentially how bad Donatell was and how very good Flores is, and also the talent, which seems so much better from a couple years ago. Some of that talent was on that team a couple years ago. But you look, the three defense linemen are hardly ever discussed. And even the two others that rotate in, and I'm not counting Grenard, Van Ginkel, and Turner, who will rush the quarterback and will put their hand in the dirt, as they like to say occasionally, but they're more listed as linebackers in this 3-4. But those guys seemingly are fine. They have all sorts of linebacker options. You get all sorts of safety options. If the cornerbacks are average, Harrigan, they're going to be a top 10 defense.
Yeah.
If they're, and we have no idea off yesterday. If Gilmore is still good, and if Murphy and Shaq Griffin and the other guys are okay, they're going to get a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, you know, Collar was saying to us just last week when he joined you. You know, aside from Darnold, he sees a team that has more talent than last year.
Yeah, he's right.
And, he specifically called out the defense.
Yeah. Cornerback situation still very much up in the air. But a little more about the Vikings and the Giants. You agree? Now, if I'm in New York, it's all about the Giants.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, ask me in 2 weeks and I might disagree, but
yeah,
because
right.
the Giants were terrible. They are the worst team, at least so far. It certainly seems that way in the NFL. And Daniel Jones was awful.
I'm better with an It's a Ball in the back here.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
I've never seen you at the It's a Ball, but
I'm tremendous.
You can't be worse.
I'm tremendous. Political hypocrisy at its finest, or you don't agree with me. That's next on this show. What do we call this show? I have no idea what we call this show. We're on WCCO Radio. All right, if you're surprised that Dick Cheney is not voting for Donald Trump, you're paying absolutely positively no attention. Zero attention. His daughter has spoken out. They're very aligned. They're actual conservatives. Donald Trump is a rhino. He's a Republican in name only, but he has taken over the party. It's his party. It's really not the Republican Party. It's Donald Trump's party. We'll get to a little bit of the Times polling, but in the poll, 93% of Republicans are supporting Donald Trump. That's amazing, Dave. That is phenomenal. He's not a conservative. He's an opportunist. And it's worked out remarkably well for him in his life and in his political career. Pulled off the upset, lost a relatively close race, and is involved in another close race, all for the presidency. Dick Cheney told the truth. Donald Trump lied over and over and over again about an election loss. Donald Trump was every bit within his right to challenge it. Court after court after court, 60-some rulings. They had one or two minor victories. He lost. Sat there on his big butt and watched individuals motivated by him try to stop the election results through violence. Some just went there. They shouldn't be prosecuted if you just went there. Some barely went in the White House or barely went in the Capitol. They should be prosecuted. Not that strongly, but others who went in there with violence, who beat police officers, who threatened Pelosi and Pence's life, they should be in prison for years. Dick Cheney was Darth Vader to most Democrats, right? During the Bush, the W administration, was a war criminal. He and his acolytes lied about any tie 9/11 to Iraq. So now, because he's telling the truth about Donald Trump and elections, and the fear is now, without a Mattis, without a Pompeo, without a Tillerson, without a Kelly, and with a Supreme Court ruling changing things for immunity, that it'll be Trump unhinged. Dick Cheney comes out and says he's voting for Kamala Harris. And I watched a number of Democrats this weekend who just were overwhelmed with their giddiness about Dick Cheney. Dave Harrigan, are they frauds? Individuals who are absolute lefties, who are giddy that Dick Cheney, someone they have politically loathed for decades, is now voting for their person. Is that hypocrisy or is that principle?
I don't know what it is. I don't think it's hypocrisy because you can certainly say that Dick Cheney is choosing to vote for the Democratic candidate because he sees a Republican candidate who is dangerous to the country. Who is
Dick Cheney probably agrees with Kamala Harris, what, 10% of the issues?
Maybe not even.
Yeah.
Maybe right? Not even. And policy-wise, he probably agrees with Donald Trump on 80 to 90%.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's clear that he and his daughter and other Republicans see Donald Trump as a danger to the country. It's a danger to democracy, someone who does not actually support the Constitution.
Doesn't care about it.
So if you're a Democrat and you disagree with Dick Cheney on almost everything policy-wise, but you certainly agree with him on this, yeah, that's not hypocrisy.
Okay, next one. Donald Trump supporters who are incredibly loyal.
I've noticed.
Right? I mean, it's a testament to Donald Trump. Many of them believe that all of these legal investigations of Donald Trump are orchestrated by Joe Biden. At one moment, Joe Biden is the maestro. He's controlling everything, and the next minute, closed circuit to comment, he doesn't know what city he's in. But when they look at all the investigations, they say Biden's fingerprints and now Harris's fingerprints are all over it. In other words, the president is directing his Department of Justice and other legal teams to go after Donald Trump. That's unfair.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out of legal matters. And then, far from the first time, Donald Trump on Truth Social says this: when I win, those people that cheated will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, which will include long-term prison sentences, so this depravity of justice does not happen again. We cannot let our country further devolve into the third world nation, and we won't. He adds more. Please be aware that this legal exposure of those folks he's going to go after he wins extends to lawyers, political operatives, donors, illegal voters, corrupt election officials, adding that such people be sought out, caught, and prosecuted levels, unfortunately, never seen before in our country. He is admitting, if he wins, he is going to be directing his Department of Justice and directing who they will go after. This is staggering hypocrisy. There's no denying this, right? This isn't even a debate. Donald Trump says every time he talks, and so do many Trump supporters, and you are allowed to believe this, right? I don't share it. You're allowed to have your opinion. We can find other areas where we agree and disagree. He's saying that they're going after me just because of Joe Biden and what he's doing. He is saying when he gets in charge, he's going to take it even further. As opposed to, guess what? I'll just let the Department of Justice and the legal system make their decisions on their own. And by the way, this is what he wanted Bill Barr to do in his first term. I'm still waiting for the actual proof, where it's a Joe Biden email or it's Kamala Harris email, to go after. Was Alvin Bragg clear in New York when he ran for office? He was going after Donald Trump? Yes. In the Stormy Daniels? How many times have I said, I don't think that case should have went to court? Fannie Willis, was she pretty clear? Yes. Has she blown that case? Yes. Jack Smith? No. Mm-mm. Donald Trump is the one in Georgia, even though, you know, Fannie Willis screwed it up, who said, I need 12,780 more votes. But if you're consistent on this and you're saying this is horrifying that Joe Biden is going after a political opponent, Donald Trump is admitting he's going to go after donors. So if you donated to Kamala Harris, you're in the mix. If you're a lawyer for Kamala Harris, you're in the mix. So just admit it. You're okay with it as long as you're a guy. That's it, right?
Are you accusing Donald Trump of being a little bit two-faced?
I'm having
a little bit of...
My emphasis here, I know that's Donald. Donald wakes up every day, what's best for me?
That's true. It's not two-faced. It's only one face.
It's one face. It's his face, and he would say a beautiful face. I'm asking you, the Trump supporters, who've said Biden shouldn't be involved in this at all, admit it. You're frauds now on this particular matter, or you're bothered that Donald Trump does this. Because if you're for Trump doing this, you're admitting that you're okay as long as your guy does it. Let's pause. Go at me. Disagree with me on either point. Democrats loving up Dick Cheney or Donald Trump and the voters saying, this is okay. Because my
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, if you're surprised that Dick Cheney is not voting for Donald Trump, you're paying absolutely positively no attention. Zero attention. His daughter has spoken out. They're very aligned. They're actual conservatives. Donald Trump is a rhino. He's a Republican in name only, but he has taken over the party. It's his party. It's really not the Republican Party. It's Donald Trump's party. We'll get to a little bit of the Times polling, but in the poll, 93% of Republicans are supporting Donald Trump. That's amazing, Dave. That is phenomenal. He's not a conservative. He's an opportunist. And it's worked out remarkably well for him in his life and in his political career. Pulled off the upset, lost a relatively close race, and is involved in another close race, all for the presidency. Dick Cheney told the truth. Donald Trump lied over and over and over again about an election loss. Donald Trump was every bit within his right to challenge it. Court after court after court, 60-some rulings. They had one or two minor victories. He lost. Sat there on his big butt and watched individuals motivated by him try to stop the election results through violence. Some just went there. They shouldn't be prosecuted if you just went there. Some barely went in the White House or barely went in the Capitol. They should be prosecuted. Not that strongly, but others who went in there with violence, who beat police officers, who threatened Pelosi and Pence's life, they should be in prison for years. Dick Cheney was Darth Vader to most Democrats, right? During the Bush, the W administration, was a war criminal. He and his acolytes lied about any tie 9/11 to Iraq. So now, because he's telling the truth about Donald Trump and elections, and the fear is now, without a Mattis, without a Pompeo, without a Tillerson, without a Kelly, and with a Supreme Court ruling changing things for immunity, that it'll be Trump unhinged. Dick Cheney comes out and says he's voting for Kamala Harris. And I watched a number of Democrats this weekend who just were overwhelmed with their giddiness about Dick Cheney. Dave Harrigan, are they frauds? Individuals who are absolute lefties who are giddy that Dick Cheney, someone they have politically loathed for decades, is now voting for their person. Is that hypocrisy or is that principle?
I don't know what it is. I don't think it's hypocrisy because you can certainly say that Dick Cheney is choosing to vote for the Democratic candidate because he sees a Republican candidate who is dangerous to the country. Who is
Dick Cheney probably agrees with Kamala Harris, what, 10% of the issues?
Maybe not even.
Yeah.
Maybe right? Not even. And policy-wise, he probably agrees with Donald Trump on 80 to 90%.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's clear that he and his daughter and other Republicans see Donald Trump as a danger to the country. It's a danger to democracy, someone who does not actually support the Constitution.
Doesn't care about it.
So if you're a Democrat and you disagree with Dick Cheney on almost everything policy-wise, but you certainly agree with him on this, yeah, that's not hypocrisy.
Okay, next one. Donald Trump supporters who are incredibly loyal.
I've noticed.
Right? I mean, it's a testament to Donald Trump. Many of them believe that all of these legal investigations of Donald Trump are orchestrated by Joe Biden. At one moment, Joe Biden is the maestro. He's controlling everything, and the next minute, closed circuit to comment, he doesn't know what city he's in. But when they look at all the investigations, they say Biden's fingerprints and now Harris's fingerprints are all over it. In other words, the president is directing his Department of Justice and other legal teams to go after Donald Trump. That's unfair.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out of legal matters. And then, far from the first time, Donald Trump on Truth Social says this: when I win, those people that cheated will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, which will include long-term prison sentences, so this depravity of justice does not happen again. We cannot let our country further devolve into the third world nation, and we won't. He adds more. Please be aware that this legal exposure of those folks he's going to go after he wins extends to lawyers, political operatives, donors, illegal voters, corrupt election officials, adding that such people be sought out, caught, and prosecuted levels, unfortunately, never seen before in our country. He is admitting, if he wins, he is going to be directing his Department of Justice and directing who they will go after. This is staggering hypocrisy. There's no denying this, right? This isn't even a debate. Donald Trump says every time he talks, and so do many Trump supporters, and you are allowed to believe this, right? I don't share it. You're allowed to have your opinion. We can find other areas where we agree and disagree. He's saying that they're going after me just because of Joe Biden and what he's doing. He's saying when he gets in charge, he's going to take it even further. As opposed to, guess what? I'll just let the Department of Justice and the legal system make their decisions on their own. And by the way, this is what he wanted Bill Barr to do in his first term. I'm still waiting for the actual proof, where it's a Joe Biden email or it's Kamala Harris email, to go after. Was Alvin Bragg clear in New York when he ran for office? He was going after Donald Trump? Yes. In the Stormy Daniels? How many times have I said, I don't think that case should have went to court? Fannie Willis, was she pretty clear? Yes. Has she blown that case? Yes. Jack Smith? No. Mm-mm. Donald Trump is the one in Georgia, even though, you know, Fannie Willis screwed it up, who said, I need 12,780 more votes. But if you're consistent on this and you're saying this is horrifying that Joe Biden is going after a political opponent, Donald Trump is admitting he's going to go after donors. So if you donated to Kamala Harris, you're in the mix. If you're a lawyer for Kamala Harris, you're in the mix. So just admit it. You're okay with it as long as you're a guy. That's it, right?
Are you accusing Donald Trump of being a little bit two-faced?
I'm having
a little bit of...
My emphasis here, I know that's Donald. Donald wakes up every day, what's best for me?
That's what's, true. It's not best. Two-faced. It's only one face.
It's one face. It's his face, and he would say a beautiful face. I'm asking you, the Trump supporters who've said Biden shouldn't be involved in this at all, admit it. You're frauds now on this particular matter, or you're bothered that Donald Trump does this. Because if you're for Trump doing this, you're admitting that you're okay as long as your guy does it. Let's pause. Go at me. Disagree with me on either point. Democrats loving up Dick Cheney or Donald Trump and the voters saying, this is okay because my guy's right. Donald didn't do anything wrong in the other case, but he's allowed to go at other folks because he's right about what they did, even though he lost in 2020. And by the way, he's admitted it multiple times recently. He's admitted he lost the 2020 election. Agree with me. Disagree with me. Nuance, whatever you want. Calls or text 651-461-9226. Among the texts, couldn't care less if Trump goes after anyone. Any rational person see there's a target on Trump's back for the last 8 years. I don't like him, but I like his policies. Not like he lives next door and I have to put up with him. He's convinced people that, Dave. He has. That everybody is out to get him. And there have been some individuals who politically are obsessed with him. And Alvin Bragg ran trying to separate in New York, saying he was going after Donald Trump. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, there's no doubt that people are out to get him. There's also no doubt in my mind, I think yours and many others, that there's a reason to be out to get him.
He's created legal issues, which has caused the ethical legal people involved. Just because you don't agree with someone doesn't mean everybody legally is awful. And for Trump, that's it, man. You are awful if you don't agree with me. You're great if you agree with me. And there's so much of that in our political conversation. And I'm not saying that about Trump voters. I'm never voting for him. But I guarantee we could find so many other areas where we'd agree. So I don't hate you. I don't hate Donald Trump. But just admit, and at least this texter is, I don't care. I feel like people want Adam. So I think it's remarkably troubling, though, that you're now okay with the next president of the United States. Because if I had to not do 50-50, because I really have no idea, I'd say Trump wins today. Nate Silver's got it at 64% Trump today. Because the national polling's awfully close. And if the national polling is close, most of the time Donald Trump's going to win, right?
Because he polls low.
Because he polls low and he gets blown out in New York and California. But we really want that. We want Donald Trump for the next 4 years, a revenge tour, because that's really all he talks about. A revenge tour, right? That's not what we want. And again, right now, Harris, I don't know if she's the lefty or a center. She's got a long way to show me if I'm going to vote for her. What is your point, that both sides are hypocrites? The next thing you're going to say is that they both take quotes out of context and they're both likely to spend taxpayer money. Let's see. Chad, you're glutton for punishment. All the folks are going to come at you to support Trump. Dixie is the patriot. That's why he's voting that way. Oh, come on, Chad. Why so critical? Hypocrisy is just one of the many requirements for any skilled politician. Jeez. There's plenty of comments. We might get to more of those. But guess what? Next hour early. Overrated. Among the texts, couldn't care less if Trump goes after anyone. Any rational person see there's a target on Trump's back for the last 8 years. I don't like him, but I like his policies. Not like he lives just next door and I have to put up with him. He's convinced people that, Dave. He has. That everybody is out to get him. And there have been some individuals who politically are obsessed with him. And Alvin Bragg ran, trying to separate in New York, saying he was going after Donald Trump. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, there's no doubt that people are out to get him. There's also no doubt in my mind, I think yours and many others, that there's a reason to be out to get him.
He's created legal issues, which has caused the ethical legal people involved. Just because you don't agree with someone doesn't mean everybody legally is awful. And for Trump, that's it, man. You are awful if you don't agree with me. You're great if you agree with me. And there's so much of that in our political conversation. And I'm not saying that about Trump voters. I'm never voting for him. But I guarantee we could find so many other areas where we'd agree. So I don't hate you. I don't hate Donald Trump. But just admit, and at least this texter is, I don't care. I feel like people went at him. So I think it's remarkably troubling, though, that you're now okay with the next president of the United States. Because if I had to not do 50-50, because I have no idea, I'd say Trump wins today. Nate Silver's got it at 64% Trump today. Because the national polling's awfully close. And if the national polling is close, most of the time Donald Trump's going to win. Right?
Because he polls low.
Because he polls low and he gets blown out in New York and California. But we really want that. We want Donald Trump for the next 4 years. A revenge tour, because that's really all he talks about. A revenge tour.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's not what we want. And again, right now, Harris, I don't know if she's the lefty or a center. She's got a long way to show me if I'm going to vote for her. What is your point, that both sides are hypocrites? The next thing you're going to say is that they both take quotes out of context and they're both likely to spend taxpayer money. Let's see. Chad, you're glutton for punishment. All the folks are going to come at you to support Trump. Dixie is the patriot. That's why he's voting that way. Oh, come on, Chad. Why so critical? Hypocrisy is just one of the many requirements for any skilled politician. Jeez. There's plenty of comments. We might get to more of those, but guess what? Next hour early. Overrated.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.